to go in and change use at any point to whatever, I don't want to say whatever you want, but there's an initial plan that's developed, and it's an overall scheme. But what happens is, as the development progresses, it's not set in that use, the overall scheme is not set in stone. You go back to the municipality, in this case, the city of Branson, or if it were Taney County, if you could prove a PUD, and it's not necessarily, it can get changed at the administrative level, not at a voting level, if that makes sense. And so in this community, and I'm not familiar with who has the development rights and that kind of stuff, I don't know that, but in terms of the PUD itself, they could get it changed, a particular use changed to what they want, simply at the administrative level.
Okay. So that was the point you were trying to make?
Yes. That hasn't happened, and we don't know that it will. So his statement was in, it's not true.
Okay. So you're saying PUD? I'm not as familiar as that.
So we have those in our zoning as well,
planned unit development.
So essentially,
sometimes they're called different things. I call them PUDs.
It's called PUDs. It's called PUDs.
It's like a, you know, Branson Hills. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Branson. That was a PUD. So that whole Branson Hills Expressway was a PUD plan. So, and so is this. They've both had their issues, and so they often go in conjunction with a CID, which is what they're talking about, a tax that goes to fund the infrastructure for the development. And both Branson Hills and Branson Commerce Park both were accompanied by a tax to fund the infrastructure for both.
Okay, I've never heard it called in Branson Hills a PUD. I've heard it called
the way it got zoned in the city limits of Branson, it was zoned as a planned unit development. But
that way you can have commercial, residential,
retail.
I mean, you can kind of have all different. You're not having to zone each individual parcel.
The idea behind it is, you know, in a normal zoning, you have buffers in a normal zoning situation where you don't want to necessarily put industrial right next to a single family. In a PUD, they change all that, and they say, we're going to throw that out the door and allow really no buffering is really required. You can stick whatever you want right next to a single family or whatever inside of the larger PUD.
By the time you bought it, they had the plat showing whether it was a commercial, if it'd be developed into that, or if it'd be residential.
Maybe. I don't know that answer.
Yeah.
When we purchased our home, that's the way it was.
Well, that color is planned development, so that's all that planned development. There's a number of them in Branson. That aqua color, teal color is all PUDs.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Sue Ratazic, and I live at 221 Red Wine Circle. Beyond what they say about zoning outside of our neighborhood for whatever they want to put in there, commercial or whatever, that's not in our backyard like this one is. I would encourage the commission maybe to change the zoning to, and I don't know if I have the correct terminology, to R1 rather than R2, so we don't have duplexes. And I would also encourage the commission to maybe table the rezoning until they take care of the water problem in our backyards. Because I think, you know, once they start developing, we're not going to have the correction done. It'll just be a ditch which will collapse in a couple of years, and we'll have water again. Right now, our neighborhood slopes down from where we are, clear to the wherever the valley is, and we don't have problems with water runoff because of the way the neighborhood's built. It just flows into the sewer system, and we don't cause problems to the neighbors below us with the water runoff just because of the way it's built. But I think if this development is done without some correction of the water runoff, then we're just going to have problems for years to come. So I would encourage you maybe, excuse me, to consider putting off rezoning until they present a solution to that problem.
I could be wrong. Scott, you may be able to help me with this. I don't know that a solution for runoff will be done unless it is rezoned.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. Is there a way to put in the rezoning that they have to take care of there?
It will. I mean, now you're getting into, I'm assuming you're getting into civil issues, not necessarily anything that the county or the government would have anything to do with. That would be a civil issue between landowners.
Okay. So we might have to take it to court? Is that what you're saying?
If it comes to that in the future,
If they don't be good neighbors, in other words.
I believe it can be built. When you're building the subdivision, I believe there are ways. I know that you said we live on them.
Well, they'll mitigate the water runoff.
You can build it to prevent that from coming into the neighborhood.
Yeah. I guess my point is they're not going to hire an engineer and spend money unless they know they can do the project.
I understand.
That was my point.
Okay, I understand that, yes.
If they're not going to, my assumption is they wouldn't expend any funds to hire an engineer to solve anything unless they know they're going to be able to do the project.
I understand.
And that makes sense. Yeah. I don't fault them for that.
Okay, thank you.
Well, and her request is that if the project is approved, that there is a stormwater plan that prevents it from, and that be a condition on it.
I think it's already been stated that that is the plan for the developer to do that. Ma'am, you had your hand raised.
I guess I was just going to ask that we were talking about all this Commerce Park, you know, which we knew about, but this property has nothing to do with that. And as I asked before, it would be nice if we could have, you know, not have 38 or 19 duplexes in there with all of that congestion, because then I don't know how they're going to get a road in there, and all of these duplexes, we're going to be looking at the back of them, I suppose. So everybody's going to put a fence up, I guess. So anyway, that's just my opinion.
So I think they say there'd be one road, and it'd be 18 to 19 duplexes, is what I've heard.
Yeah, we'll be back in my opinion of it.
Yeah. Sometimes people do have to put up privacy fences.
Yeah,
I've been known to have to do that.
That's not really the way you want to live. Thank you.
Yes.
I really didn't come over here to speak, but I'm Larry Reisner, and I own three lots, one with a house and two without, at 224 Red Wine Circle. And I grew up at the Lake of the Ozarks, and until you've been in a situation like the lake, I don't think there's too many people that would run right out and want to buy property at the Lake of the Ozarks today. But I chose, since I grew up there, I knew the difference between there and here. And I also served on the Tourism Commission with Kit Bond way back in the 80s. And so the state of Missouri has been really good, and this area has been really good for the state of Missouri. But I really chose this area to retire in, and many things we could talk here for a while. But it seems to me like, and I know that your position is basically, rezone this area, but I think we're kind of an impasse. And I know there's a way that we can work around it. You know, I heard comments a while ago. It says, we can't, we don't want to do this unless we get, have assurances that we can do that. You know, buy the property. Well, I think the property owners in this little circle, Red Wine Circle, has shown that with the property, the way they take care of it, the way they've invested in it, that we really do care of what it looks like. We care that, you know, we don't have transients, homeless people living in our area. And, I mean, the Lord knows that, you know, unless we build, you know, a 15-foot fence, we're going to have walkovers from your property that you're proposing over to our property. And so that's going to, I would think that a population or environmental somewhat of a study should be presented to us, you folks, as well as the property owners involved. We've got to get past this impasse. Property owners want something done. A developer wants something done. I took upon year before last, when there was over 500 parcels of property in Taney County that went up for taxes. Well, so be it that I bought two properties next to me to develop and to deed over a little park, you know, so it could be a pet park. I've already got those properties under in development, and keep them mowed. And so again, you know, I think that the property owners certainly have shown, if you take a look at it, that they really care about living there. And all we have is just words from the developer and his legal counsel that this is what we're going to do. And we haven't seen, you know, we haven't walked the talk yet. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Sir?
Yes?
Anyone else want to speak?
Yes, sir.
Why would they not want to hook into the Taney County sewer?
It would be the city of Branson's, and I doubt if they're able to.
Pardon?
I'm assuming they wouldn't be able to, but I don't know that. Do you guys know, or would the city of Branson allow you to hook into it, or would they?
No, I've never had a conversation with them about this particular site. They might, but even if they did, there's all kinds of requirements that go along with that. And we're not interested in the city of Branson.
I was going to say, if you want to be annexed into the city of Branson, they'd probably let you.
Bingo. That's usually one of their requests, and we don't want to be.
Well, that's what happened on Bee Creek Road, and then that lawsuit happened, so, which
we
they lost.
Taney County sewers right where we live, right across the fence where they're.
You say you did have Taney County sewer?
Yes, we did.
You're in the city, aren't you?
We're in the city. We have Taney County sewer.
Well, that's the city of Branson's.
City of Branson's.
City of Branson's. Yeah. And yeah, and if they annexed into the city, then they would probably have city of Branson sewer too.
I forget the subdivision across the street. Do they have their own treatment facility plan, or did they end up going in? Did we take that over, or what happened there? I don't remember.
Across the street.
Yeah, this subdivision here.
You're talking about
Meadows?
Yeah.
They did have a plant that I believe is now on the sewer system.
Okay, so they had a plant that was on. I guess my point is there are these small plants throughout the entire county and state. It's not unheard of to have these.
We done that development.
I thought you did. I thought you did that development.
Did they come and want it in the county sewer system, Scott? Is that in the county sewer system?
I think they hooked up. There's a plant there. Mm-hmm. And when the intercept line was put from City of Branson to Stonebridge, mm-hmm. they hooked into.
Tied into that,
yes.
Are they talking about putting a plant on that property?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Where would it be on that property?
I'm assuming wherever the engineer says it needs to be. But again, that's just an assumption.
Well, we know what assumption means, but that's not good for us. Because, I mean, we have a plant right in our
Mr. Redford, make sure you address us. Sir, I'm not trying to. If you go down on the lake, There are, I know of multiple places where there's three or four houses all utilizing the same.